You are listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting, and I'm Mary Ellen Pitney here with you. Idahoans will gain access to fentanyl testing strips this year. Advocates say that this could save lives, especially for first-time users. NWPB's Rachel Sun reports.
When first-time users experiment with drugs, few, if any, are seeking out the potent synthetic opioid fentanyl. But as street drugs and fake pharmaceuticals are increasingly laced with potentially lethal doses of fentanyl, those people could risk overdosing on a drug they didn't know they were taking. Starting this year, Idahoans will be able to find out before they use. That's because Idaho's legislature moved to legalize fentanyl testing strips, which were previously characterized as drug paraphernalia. Norma Jaeger is the director of Recovery Idaho. She says the testing strips might be more appealing to conservative politicians that dominate the state's legislature than other harm reduction tools.
I think one of the selling points, if you will, for the fentanyl test strips was that it could help younger people who are not addicted, who might try some other drug without realizing that it could be contaminated with fentanyl.
However, while the legislature legalized testing strips, they also removed the state's Safe Syringe Exchange Program. Sean Hogan is a recovery coach at the Latah Recovery Center in Moscow. He says that came after a raid of two offices at the Idaho Harm Reduction Project regarding the distribution of drug paraphernalia. At the time, fentanyl test strips would have also been considered paraphernalia.
They wanted to avoid any possibility of impropriety and felt it was too vague in the legislation. So if they were going to bring it back, it would be with greater clarity as to what can and can't be done as part of a harm reduction project.
Data from the Centers for Disease Control shows Safe Syringe program users are 5 times more likely to enter a drug treatment program and 3 times more likely to quit. However, Jaeger says some opponents of the syringe program claimed there wasn't sufficient data from Idaho showing the program's benefit. Jaeger says a problem with that is that the syringe program was only implemented in the summer of 2019, meaning the pandemic slowed things down. Another is that a major goal for the syringe exchange was preventing bloodborne diseases like hepatitis or HIV. The syringe exchange was initially championed by a sanitation company worried about their employees being stuck with needles.
It's very difficult always to establish that something you were working to prevent actually got prevented. What we do know is that almost 1 million used syringes were returned and were disposed of safely.
Daryl Keim is the director of the Latah Recovery Center. Several legislators, including Lewiston Republican Mike Kingsley, have said they plan to bring back an updated version of the syringe exchange, but Keim says he worries that might not happen.
Just the fact that it's going to go away will lead to people dying, which is my biggest concern.
Keim says it's not clear how long recovery centers like his will have before they're no longer able to provide syringes.
The original interpretation was that we had until June 30th when the new law would be implemented. However, I have seen an email stating that they might be implementing that new law quicker, so we don't know.
The new law legalizing testing strips is set to take effect July 1st. Reporting in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Rachel Sun.